JVC is nice. I've been around Japan. It's electronic course with Victor. High on the scales off the Richter. The media say I'm a jewel. Check me out on Wikipedia. Coach them off the walkers. Let them walk again and run and speed up. I come from a place where superheroes meet up. The X-Men drinking tea, watching chicks with D-cups. Spider-Man saw Dr. Ock spitting off the top of a New York City bus. City Island eating shrimps, throwing fries and water to swans and ducks. It'd be wrong to the universe if I drive with a monster.
Hello and welcome to the I Want More Comics podcast, episode 46. I'm Zach.
I'm Richie.
Are we really doing this live now?
We're doing it live.
I'm Sean.
We're doing it live. And we have some special guests here tonight.
We do.
Yes.
It's my other hand. No, just kidding.
It's my other half. Erica, say hello.
Hi.
There you go. And Tara, Sean's other, better half, actually.
Yeah. Much better.
Much better.
So can't.
So,
I can't compete with the hair, but I, you know, I know all the other.
Oh, my hair is savage.
Savage.
Sexy.
So they're here tonight to talk about our Spinning the Racks, which we'll get to later on in the show. But first, let's just hit the news. In the news, Wonder Woman has been currently holding right now at Rotten Tomatoes at 96%.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Is
that
insane.
Good or bad?
That's good. That's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dark Knight had 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the best reviewed Marvel or DC movie ever, as of right now, as of this taping. So,
if you don't like it, she'll stab you with
certified
that
fresh.
Sword.
That's right.
That's right.
But, the hell
but,
that sword.
But we've talked about this
we have.
A lot of times about how we hope that it would somebody would like it, maybe. Yeah.
Please, someone like it.
So, how does this make you feel? Are you even more pumped? Are you just going, now people will actually go to the movie theaters to see this?
For me, all it told me, because I don't really listen to critics, but what it did tell me is, unlike the last DC movie, I won't have to turn to the person on my right, put on my nerd glasses, and say, okay, this is my dissertation of why this is good. Like, I won't have to explain a lot. It seems like the general masses are going to grasp onto it.
Wait till geek culture gets a hold of it.
and then
they start breaking it apart, and they're like, well, I didn't like it because of blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry, right. I'm not supposed to be negative.
No.
Anyway, so you will have to still do that to a smaller extent, probably.
But yeah, so I think that at least in this case, it will be, because when we left Batman vs. Superman, I was happy, and there were so many people very confused, and I don't think that will happen in this one.
Yeah, I don't think
well,
so.
Well, that made you fill in a lot of blanks, and if you're not into the reading the comics, you're not going to fill in the blanks.
Oh, we've had this discussion.
We just had this the other day with somebody here in the store.
Yes,
so,
we did.
Yeah. I'm excited. It just shows to me that this is probably going to have legs, and that...
yes, it will.
And that
lots of legs.
Yeah, and that people will actually go out and see this movie, and the drop-off isn't going to be as massive as a lot of the other movies like Batman vs. Superman or Suicide Squad.
Right.
Where it was like 70% didn't show up the second weekend.
Right.
So very excited about that. Gonna go see that tomorrow night as of this taping. So very excited about that.
Super giddy.
They also announced a new book coming out in September called The Venomverse.
Mm-hmm.
It is what is coming after. It's about Venom. And he's a Spider-Man villain.
What did somebody call him? A symbiote?
Symbiote. So they're doing a thing called...
Is he a Marvel character?
Yes, he is.
I mean, people need to know this stuff, man.
They do. So
there's also Google, dude.
No, there's not.
So there's...
There's LMTGFY.
Yeah, let me Google that for you. They're doing Edge of Venomverse, which is going to be... They took that off of those variant covers that they did a couple months back where all the different people were going to be Venoms. Well, they decided, and I think this is actually a smart move, is that this is a Venom event where they're going to bring Eddie Brock back as one of the main big characters in Spider-Man.
Well, I thought for sure we'd get Gwenom.
I'm sure it's going to happen because this is supposed to be across the different universes. The thing that really caught my eye when I saw this on the news,
it'll happen.
Cullen Bunn is going to be the writer
three times
on it. Clayton Crane is doing the covers, and they are freaking awesome.
They are awesome.
Yeah,
if you deserve it, the universe will serve it, baby.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but I picked this story to talk about because I think this is part of their realignment. For the past, I'm trying to think of about how many years it's been, Eddie Brock and Venom, one of the most popular Spider-Man villains of all time, has been nowhere to be seen.
Right.
The last time we saw him was when he was anti-Venom, and he was the anti-symbiote, which not many people liked. Mm-hmm. And before that, we're talking 15 years or something crazy?
Yeah.
Maybe that's too long, but it's been like a decade since there's been Venom in the main universe.
It was supposed to just be a three-hour tour.
And then
it turned into this.
Turned crazy. So I think this is, again...
I'm just going to get worse.
This is going to be wonderful.
Oh, no. Every single episode, it's going to be more entertaining.
Richie and I just try, and the listeners
keep
of the podcast...
The glue. Keep it on the rails.
You guys need the glue. You need to be the glue.
Sometimes he throws bombs on the tracks, and it's real hard, but that's okay.
Is he just trying to get out of getting...
Oh, no. I enjoy doing this. I like watching their faces.
I would say that, for me...
We're off topic, guys.
The Venomverse, yeah, we are, and I'll bring us back. Don't worry. For me, the Venomverse is a good and bad thing because Marvel seems to like to find success in one thing and then expand on it until it's
they just take that way horse and they put it on the ground and they shoot
the
it in the head
out of it, yeah.
And they beat it,
yeah.
And then it's like dirt, and then they like remold the horse and beat it some more.
It's the best dirt you've ever had.
It's not. It's just not like I know that Spider-Verse.
They're going to keep selling
real
the dirt.
Success,
yes.
And I think the Venomverse has a potential to be success. I think they need to be careful with pulling apart the Spider-Man universe so far that they have to realign it like X-Men itself.
Sure.
Where you're trying to figure out which parallel universe, which Spider-Man
Absolutely.
Is from.
Yeah.
But there is a need for Eddie Brock in the 616 universe.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And if they do an event, which will sell pretty well, we all know that.
Yes.
And if that's their way to get there, then I'm fine with it.
Right.
Like you said, if they do this every other month where they have a six-issue mini event with Venom, that's bad. But, like I said, the Edge of Venom verse is supposed to be the take on the covers. That's supposed to be Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, with the symbiote suit, and how cool and awesome that would be. Venom verse is supposed to be an Eddie Brock story, so I'm fine with that. Basically, how I equated it was Bane Conquest.
Okay.
They're kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Making a character that a lot of people loved.
Just kind of giving you the
bringing
candy
it back.
You want.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So... Also, we're getting ready for episode 50.
That is correct.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
We still got like four episodes more.
We have four episodes.
So many episodes.
Three more.
So,
this is 46.
So we're going to ask your guys' help.
Yes.
We're going to be doing... I think we've talked about this.
We've discussed it, yes.
So that means it's going to happen.
Yeah, they leave me out of stuff all
Sean will just do this. So what we're looking at is doing a live podcast for
Are
episode 50.
Are you sure
50.
That's a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we're also going to be doing...
You're part of it.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing questions from anybody, really, but from the people who listen to the podcast.
Yes.
So anything and everything you want to ask, send us through Twitter, Facebook, anything.
No parameters.
Nothing
dangerous.
Is off limits. Yeah,
yeah. Just I mean, we will not air the ones that are rated R. But.
We do our stream sell, and last week in the stream, somebody I jokingly said or got brought up that I was going to sign a comic that came from my house, and this guy's like, "Totally buy it if you sign it." I'm like, "For real?
Yeah.
You're going to pay money for me to sign this comic and destroy?
Yeah,
the
I
comic.
Feel like did you All take right. advantage of this opportunity?
We did. Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
Yeah, you got to sign. Did you sign it? Did
not
you?
Yet. I want to do it in front of him. He really wants me to sign it.
All right. So we're just starting that now, the ball rolling. We're going to remind every podcast leading up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put stuff out on Twitter, on Facebook, so this won't be the only time you hear this. But if you have any questions, it can be something as simple as, what do you think about Todd McFarlane, all the way to how do you see the comic book industry in 25 years? Okay, whatever broad or small thing you want to do, we're just going to answer questions and talk. Well,
what's your favorite Martha Stewart recipe?
Okay, you know what?
It's important.
If it's something that has beer in it.
It has cinnamon crumbles, cupcakes are amazing.
There you go.
You're just making this
I like
up,
it.
No,
that's
it's
cool.
fantastic. 350 heat for two
And that's
two
another
hours.
Reason why we need your questions.
So to bring us
so that
back,
we can do
I'm
some,
dropping.
That's another reason why we want to see some of your questions, because if you are going to ask us about Martha Stewart, sure, we'll answer it, but we need some research time. Give us a couple, whatever you guys want to hear.
I don't need research time.
I got it.
Also,
right here.
We'll just hit it really quickly. We also have our streaming sale. We do it every Friday night.
That is correct.
From 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. Right. Richie and I, we have a fun time. We do great deals. Mm-hmm. Even some wacky characters show up from time to time.
That has happened, yes.
Yeah, you can see Reggie and Maurice.
Reggie and Maurice. You can see the surf and salesman. And you can see Dr. Deals. Those guys have showed up. So,
and for the people, they eventually will have DJ discounts.
We're going to have some DJ discounts. It's real easy. Just go on Facebook, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time every Friday night. Just go on to our Facebook page, and it's going to be right there.
Yep.
It's real easy to buy. We explain it. It's a lot of fun. Also, we do a book club every month. The book club that we're going to be, the book that we're picking this month is Mystery Men David Liss and Patrick Zercher from Marvel Comics. It's we have the trade here on sale. We're going to be doing that June 29th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you are local and you want to buy the book, we have it here available. 25% off for walk-ins, 30% off for hold slots. If you haven't read it, if you don't want to read it, if you've already read it, you can show up anyway. It doesn't matter.
Or you could be like the gentleman that just showed up and wanted to talk about whatever comics
you guys
were.
Talk about comics.
Yep. He was just there.
And he just wanted to be nerds with us.
Yep.
It was
great. That's fine.
That's fine, too.
That's exactly how it should be.
All right. So with that, we're going to go into Picks of the Week. Let's go with Sean.
I don't like you.
Okay, Sean, what was your pick of the week?
EXO Manowar number 3.
Yeah.
I'll answer that question.
I think EXO Manowar number 1 was my pick of the week.
I think
Manowar number 2 was my pick. I'm following suit with 3.
Yeah.
This book is a must pick up.
It is one of those books that if you are behind, you are actually behind. It's not one of the comics that you can put aside and say, I'll read later.
No, that's good.
Yes.
You need to read it now. Stay current.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it now.
Matt Kent is killing it.
You should probably read Mission 1 first.
Thomas Gorillo.
I was going to mess up that name bad. But his artwork is just stellar. And Kent's story is captivating.
The artist is going to change next issue, too.
It is.
Oh, interesting.
They're doing three issues with different artists. So it's first three issues with this artist. Next three issues, I can't
Doug
remember.
Doug Braithwaite, I
is
think?
It Braithwaite?
I think so.
Mm.
Clayton Rain's doing one.
Clayton Rain's doing 7 through 9, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't
Doug Braithwaite, and it's also the Segovia, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Somebody who worked on Bloodshot with Jeff Lemire.
But yeah, even though they're switching artists every three issues, I mean, the story is still amazingly good.
The story's good enough. It will break down any barrier of art in my mind, anyway. We'll see. I don't challenge an artist to take me out of the story, but I don't think it will be an issue either way. But currently, the current artist is just killing it. Yeah,
that's
so good. That's immediately drawn us to the comic in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
and that's definitely my pick.
Yeah, and I think we could all agree. If you were a listener and you are not picking up EXO Manowar and you have an extra $4 a month or whatever, you should be picking it up.
You absolutely should.
We have them, all three of them here if you are local, so you don't have to track it down. And if you aren't local, then figure out a way to get them.
Yeah.
So, all right, Richie, what about you? I did not expect you to pick this.
I picked Nick Fury number 1 and I just wanted to reiterate how good this comic is.
Okay.
Nick Fury number 2 came out, and I'm just in love with it. I think it's fantastic. It harkens to, as you guys have told me, Steranko. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I love the art in it. The paneling is amazing, and the story is an actual continuous one, which I didn't think, but it's tied in with tiny little missions like James Bond would be.
Oh, sweet.
So he starts off with, I have to accomplish, checkpoint A to checkpoint B.
Sure.
But through these comics, there's going to be this overarching story. And in the second one, that's how you get it. But for me, the artwork, the coloring in this book is just incredibly on point. It reminds me
of visceral.
Yeah, it reminds me of hi-fi. The color.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the color in this is Rachel Rosenberg, and she's awesome.
It reminds me of the drugs I took 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's super out there.
It's pretty trippy looking.
It
takes
your eye on a journey. Every splash page is ridiculous. It almost stops you in your tracks. You're like, what? What is that? And then it takes you into the comic book, which is something I truly appreciate with comics.
I'm impressed it's not Batman.
It's not Batman.
Like, that's not your choice.
It's not. I mean, Detective Comics did come out, and you absolutely should buy that. It was fantastic.
Contrary to what people think, we try not to pick Batman and Superman stuff.
James Tynion IV is killing it on Detective Comics now that you brought it up, but he's really done a great job.
So we're talking about Nick Fury. Oh, Nick Fury 2.
Yeah, remember? Nick Fury 2. Number 2 is great. I'm in for the whole run as long as they keep providing a great story. It seems like it's really simple simple math here. They're giving you like a A to B story, and we'll see where the overarching thing happens. So
very nice.
Definitely check it out if you haven't.
I'll take the reins here and say, Zach, yes. What is your pick?
So this one, it'll be out of nowhere, but I think Santa. It's a lot of fun. Is I chose a Venom 150, which is actually Venom number 7.
Right.
If you wanna, they went back to the old numbering because if you count up all the other Venom series, this is the 150th issue.
Because Marvel likes to hurt us at the comic shop,
make it so, really hard to organize things.
They bring the pain.
They do. So
Venom number 150.
So DC kind of did that with Action and Detective too.
They did, but they decided, once. Oh, hey, look, they did that now. Once. There's a Volume 1 and a Volume 2. There are 6 volumes of Spider-Man.
Yeah. So, I grew up in the time of Carnage and Venom and all that stuff, so I definitely have a soft spot for these characters.
Would you say back in the day?
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I love...
96?
The very first...
That was my jam.
The very first comic book I ever read was Web of Spider-Man 102, which is part 2 of the Maximum Carnage storyline.
Excellent.
That was the very first thing I ever read in my entire life.
Here's something just along those lines. So Jim was in here before I went to lunch.
Okay.
That guy I was talking to right before I went to lunch.
Okay, yeah.
To get his lunch today. He's actually the guy who got me reading comics initially.
No way. Oh, really? Yeah.
I did that at Comic-Con.
Many years ago. Yeah. I think Jim, I was like 8.
I think I saw that guy.
Yeah, Jim Martinez. He's the one who had he had Spider-Mans.
Okay. And he bought Spider-Mans today.
Yeah, that's all he's ever bought his whole life is Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
He had like a pretty comprehensive run of Spider-Man. But when we were kids, he's the older brother of my best friend at the time when I first moved up to Colorado Denver.
Nice.
And he's the one who had me start reading comics.
Yeah, very cool.
I had a funny joke, but I don't know the band name, and I know you'll really wreck me if I mess that up.
Yes,
you
shouldn't do that.
I'm not going to do it.
I will wreck you.
Anyway,
back to Zach's bit.
Yeah, so I chose this because I've been pretty excited and enjoying this new Venom run because this is going back to Eddie Brock. The past many years, if
sounds
you've been
like
following...
Sounds like setting it up for that thing you were talking about in the news.
Yay. So, for the past couple years...
I really wish that the podcast could capture the look
that Ricky and I have on a weekly basis when we try and do this.
I need you to be quiet or somebody's going to get shaked.
You just have to get through it.
It's going to be like West Side Story.
she's gone.
Yeah, she's snorting now. Yeah. It's over.
I win the fight.
So the last couple of years, it's been Flash Thompson as Venom.
Yes.
They did the Flash Thompson without any legs, gets the symbiote, and now he can walk, and now he works for Captain America, mm-hmm. which was kind of fun.
That's where he was all that time. He was tired.
Yes, and he was in space with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he was tired.
So again, kind of fun, but not my Venom, if I could do the geek thing there.
Yes, you can.
So the new series is Back on Earth and Eddie Brock. And this one is a love letter to the awesome, wacky comics that they've done with Venom over the years. There's a throwback 90s story. There's some of the, of course, the ongoing that they are continuing with. And then there's another one-shot story here in the beginning. If you like anything with it comes to this stuff, Venom, Carnage, the 90s Spider-Man, as I do, I freely admit that I love that stuff, you'll enjoy this issue. And it threw back to nostalgia for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying this Venom book. So, again, as Sean said, I'm looking forward to the Venomverse thing. And this
is there going
to
be toxin?
No. Is that dude eating babies?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's talking about eating brains all the time in here. Yeah.
No, babies.
Babies?
Yes.
I didn't see him eat a baby.
Then I'm not interested.
Okay, well, if you need that in this comic, you may be disappointed. But if you like Venom and Carnage...
So there's the line,
and
everybody.
...and Spider-Man, this will be... You'll enjoy this one.
Yes.
So,
what was your question? character?
His toxin.
Oh, toxin? I haven't seen
symbiote
toxin.
Symbiote baby of Venom. And
yeah.
Was that the weird yellow chick?
No.
No, he was the cop.
He, like, fell off of...
Yes, Carnage.
Carnage, and then Carnage had to defend it from... It was totally a freaking weird trip, and I was like...
Yeah, really Peter Milligan wrote that. It was
I wouldn't say it was good, but the art was amazing.
Clayton Crane.
It was early Clayton Crane.
Clayton Crane, yep. Yeah. The symbiote baby spawn of Carnage got with a cop.
So. When it comes to Ghost Rider, Venom, Carnage,
it was kind of
that's all I ever think about. The story was but the artwork's fantastic.
That's what happened with the Venom and Carnage, yeah. When Venom broke out Eddie Brock from prison, he left a piece of him behind, and that's what turned into Carnage. Carnage was invented by Eric Larson, everybody. Anyway.
Everybody.
A lot of people don't think about, everybody. You know, everyone's Todd McFarlane's Venom, right?
Right.
What about Carnage? Everyone's like, no, it was Eric Larson. So, all right. So let's get on to our Spinning the Racks.
Spinning the Racks. Spinning the Racks.
So tonight's topic, that's why we have our wonderful guests here, is that we're going to be talking about kind of a woman's view on geekdom and geek culture and comics and all that sort of stuff.
Zach and I were like, with Wonder Woman coming out...
Because everybody likes geek culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And but with Wonder Woman coming out and...
Herbuddy. Alamo Herbuddy doing and Club. Their... likes geek culture.
Alamo doing their all-women's only... viewing of Wonder Woman.
The event that shouldn't have been controversial, but is for some reason. Yeah.
So there's been a lot of this talk around the shop and, you know, in the news media. So we thought that we would reflect that on this week's podcast.
Yeah, and we discussed, let's talk about a woman's perspective in geek culture.
And then
three
as
dudes.
As Tara and I make the same face.
Three dudes.
Which is, I don't feel like I accurately capture all, but I will give my opinion.
Right? Absolutely. It's better,
than ours.
Well,
I don't represent
anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't represent anybody. Yeah.
So. And we tried to get a whole panel.
Yes, we did.
But didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to rock it with these.
I did. I have that problem.
But we're going to rock it with these.
We have brave women here today.
Yes. But we're going to rock it with these two ladies here.
So it'll be fine.
It's fine.
So the first question that we wanted to bring up here for you guys tonight is, what is your guys' feelings, your thoughts of comics/geekdom?
Well, the interesting thing about... Oh, not me.
Not you. For Tara and Erica.
From a woman's perspective.
Yeah, what do you guys feel?
Let's go to Richie.
That's right. Let's go to Richie, who's out in the field. No, how do you guys
it's
feel?
Hot.
How do you guys... it's called burn my flesh.
Saw fish.
So... We have to let the ladies talk. That's why they're here.
Since Erica's next to you.
You're going to need to repeat the question.
Right. Well, circle back.
So you like geeky, nerdy things, right?
I do.
Okay, what do you like?
That's hard to answer. I guess I just like watching movies.
Do you like
geeky
in general? I mean, do you collect anything? Do you like...
I do. Collect Barbies.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's,
so I've never heard of this. Is it?
Yeah.
What is a Barbie exactly?
So it is a miniature doll.
I thought that they were
manufactured by Mattel since the 1960s.
I know an action figure based off of
a German doll.
Germans?
How many shrimps are on them?
No shrimps, unless you're in Australia.
You know what I'm talking about, okay?
Austria. Oh, hey, mate.
But.
You're not.
So
as
you collect.
As
you collect
Barbie.
I do.
Okay.
I'm as funny as I think I am.
And I have since I was like six, seven.
Nice.
Every year for Christmas, I always got a Barbie, starting with 1993, Sound of Music.
Nice.
Barbie, Maria Barbie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Back in the day.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Do you open
how do you solve a problem like that, Maria?
It depends. So the very first one I got, I think I was like 5, and I opened it, and it was like...
Sacrilegious.
It was like one of the Native American Barbies, which were like a really hot thing back in the day was, like, they had the Native American Barbies and the World Barbies. Those were, like, the collections.
You played with your toys?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, because I always had Barbies that I thought you could play with. And then my aunt was like, no, it's, like, a designer one. You keep it in the box. Like, it collects its value.
And now it does,
because that one doesn't have a box. And if you go on eBay, those are, like, $50. And what was I doing opening it?
Yeah.
When it was worth $10 hey, in, like, 1991.
Come on. But how many hours of fun did you get out of hanging out with Barbie?
So many hours.
Well, then that's really what counts.
Exactly.
Because there's actually a division line between any geek. Some of them do open and enjoy their stuff.
There's different levels of geeks. The people who just want to
they just have a different way of dealing with their geekdom.
Yeah, and that's
I wouldn't necessarily say levels. They just they appreciate it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Like so. I was, and the reason why I asked is because I've seen the geek that has everything immaculately stored and displayed still in the original casing, and sometimes even a case around the original case. And then there's others that set up whole big dynamic battles where things are suspended from like strings, and you can tell a story with all your action figures. That's personally my taste, but I don't have that kind of space. But I'm kind of in between both, where I'll open it, but there's also some stuff in boxes.
So, Tara, what do you collect?
Well, is that the only thing you collect before we jump over to her? Or do you
no, I mean, now that I'm an adult, I collect Legos, too. Zach can tell you.
Yeah. Legos
I have enough Legos for...
Man, I was so pissed as a kid because we were poor. It always felt like Legos were for, like, the rich, smart kids.
Oh, we definitely had, like, the big bucket
I had no Legos. I got no Legos, man.
We definitely had just, like, the buckets,
I used to have some.
Yeah. Old-school buckets, and you used to have to, like, build a house, and all the bricks were just a brick.
And play with her Legos.
So, there you go.
I like that idea.
I have a ton of them.
Do you open your Legos, or do you leave them in the box?
Oh, no. I open them. They've moved houses with us how many times. I still have the ones from when I was a kid, and, like, they're all mishmashed into, like, these big Tupperware containers that my dad put together.
It's like a giant head, and you put all your things in it, and you shake it, and it sorts them into their own little cabinets.
It's pretty fancy.
Yeah, Megan has one of those.
Yeah, I think I still have some parts from sets that my brother had that were, like, the castle and the pirates. So I have, like, you know, one horse and, like, one parrot, and they don't do anything, but, like, they're both there if you want to throw them into another build at some point.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Go Tara.
I collect hardcovers, trades, action figures, vinyl toys especially...
Yeah, you went pretty deep down the rabbit hole of vinyl toys, including Domos and Dunnies and all of that.
Yeah, Dunnies.
So what exactly is a Domo? Because I do not know. Is it just the shape of the Japanese advertising campaign
initially that turned into
a huge phenomenon.
Its own show and like things do. It got taken to a whole other level.
I think where it really got popular was when there was a meme of masturbating, like an anti-masturbation.
If you masturbate, God kills kittens.
And it's had, Domo, like, chasing down.
Oh, yes.
And
I have seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's where everybody was like, we need to know more about this thing. I got really into that. I'm not so much into it anymore, but I still have a lot of really cool Domos.
Yeah, because I'm an enabler.
Yeah, so one of the benefits and or problems with dating somebody and now being married to somebody who owns a comic book store is I like this thing.
I can here's all of it.
Right? I can sympathize with this.
He did it for me easier than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. So I have connections.
Now it's Pops, but
I know a guy.
I try to be really specific with Pops and only collect things of series that I like. Like I did Supernatural. I'm definitely Star Trek Next Generation.
Do you do Pops?
I do, from time to time. Mine are mostly, like, Disney characters, and then my favorite is Tobias Fünke, Never Nude, from Arrested Development.
That's actually awesome.
You guys talking about Pops?
Yes, he's wearing his jorts. It's amazing. It's the best.
And your Wally.
My Wally.
I like Wally. So, that was weird.
All right.
I'm not sure what that... Maybe somebody's knocking on the door. Did I miss anything? Oh, comics.
There you go.
Art. I mean, I got a whole room full of both original and prints, and technically our
I know your guys' house is also filled yes. to the brim.
So
with only so much you can put in like a 900 so, square foot condo.
Right.
I try. I try.
I feel like I'm being.
All Erica knows, she sees it every day.
Yeah, we're very. Well,
she just
come
home and starts crying.
There are some times. There are
like,
some times.
Every time like one box leaves, like no two control. More enter.
Are we gonna hear like an?
Oh, he's got runoff in his car right now.
I do have runoff in my car.
And he's got a storage unit.
That I have a storage unit, yeah.
Two storage units.
Are we going to read that you're being crushed by like a pile of...
Maybe.
One day, yes. Yeah.
Maybe. No, but there are times where...
I'll put on his
there are times
died
when,
happy.
There are times when I
died how he lived.
Buy something or I... or whatever it is, and I'll bring it in the house if she's asleep or gone. Wow. And I'll just be like...
Pro tip, you're not supposed to admit that shit in front of her.
Three times.
It's all right.
She knows that. She knows.
Oh, I straight up walk in the house with her and I'm like, hey, I got this thing. It's cool, huh? And she's like, where are we going to put that? I was like, I have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that
look at it.
She doesn't care as long as there's a spot for it. So if
yeah.
there's a spot,
I say the same
I'll do
thing,
it.
But then I'm starting to try to find really, really creative ways to store more and display more of his stuff where I'm like, no, we could just suspend some
shelves. Oh, and I'm sitting here like,
now
I'm just going to sell this whole chunk of stuff. I don't care. No, I just want the room. And she's like, no, we could get like shelves everywhere. I'm like, everywhere?
I do the exact same thing with Zach. I'm like, don't sell it. We'll find somewhere for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're
which
not
is cool.
Find anywhere.
But then me, I'm like, I'm going to put this in another box here. So I get
oh,
it.
No, I definitely had the time where I looked at my collection and been like, I could probably get rid of all of this in a fire.
There are times.
I think a fire would
sure.
do it.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So as far as what I collect, I think I'm very niche in the. In
well,
the,
you go through spurts
I,
of collecting
yeah.
different things.
I'm yeah.
Yeah.
So
she, and it's not an addicts 101. You don't have to be ashamed
really
of it.
Like
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm admitting to things.
She's like, yeah, I have
then
a
I
problem.
Feel bad when I lose interest in something. Like
you shouldn't.
Like there was a time I loved X-Men, and then I felt like I was a really bad comic reader because I didn't understand what was going on with X-Men, so it was my fault.
Nobody
no, the stories
did.
Just got bad. That happens.
But I kept no buying that happens. Crap.
They change enough creative teams that sometimes the stories go south, and at that time, you I know this is going to break a bunch of collectors' hearts out there. You got to stop buying it.
No.
Because that's how they know
unless
you're not satisfied
well,
with their
pro
show.
Tip, well, and also,
pro tip,
unless
read
you
your
do,
comics,
it doesn't bother
so
you.
So you don't
another
buy 20
that.
Of them.
Yeah, that's two
so
unless it doesn't bother
that
you,
it's
too.
Crap later.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, with me and Superman, he's my buddy, and even when the comics are not great, I still get him because he's my friend, and I still want to see him every month. So,
amen.
Okay.
Batman has turned into the weird drunk uncle a few times, where I'm like, I can't handle you anymore. I'm just gonna have to step away.
I'm just gonna set a boundary right here.
It's gonna happen.
We'll see each other at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. But
we don't have to talk about it. We'll just be in the same room.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, so the next question is, so how do you two feel personally about Wonder Woman and the movie? You know, just whatever you guys feel. Do you guys feel like this is one of the coolest things of all time? Do you guys think that the controversy around
she
it is silly?
She looks pretty good for 75 years old.
She does look pretty good for 75 years old.
Was she 75 in that movie and then gets old?
No, the property 75 years old. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So
what are your
context.
What are your thoughts a little bit? You know, we've had some of these discussions around here about this as
yeah.
well. You know, just everything about the Wonder Woman movie. You know, how are you feeling, Erica?
I mean, I don't have a lot of. I think there's like two different things because I don't have a lot of strong feelings about Wonder Woman. Like, never read. Wonder Woman, never had Wonder Woman stuff.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Well, did you at least ever watch the show in the 70s?
No, I pretty much lived in the Amish existence until college. Like, we didn't really have TV or movies so much in my house. Like, we had a couple, but really,
so when
like...
when did you guys discover bread and water?
I'm just kidding. I'll let you know.
98. Crazy year.
Crazy year.
I did have to hand wash dishes for 3 years when our dishwasher broke because that's
nice.
What kids are for.
Wow.
So builds
well,
character.
So are you excited about the movie?
I am super excited about the movie. I think it looks awesome.
Okay.
I think, like, I love everything about it just from the trailers, and I just think they couldn't have found, like, a better actress just from watching the trailers, so
okay.
that's how I feel about it.
All right.
So,
and
I like that they went with, like, the unknown instead of being like, here, let's, like, shoehorn Sandra Bullock in here.
I think it's always better.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
you know, I mean,
holy crap. What? I just got an image of Sandra Bullock as Wonder Woman. It did not work.
Well, that's what I mean. It would be. Right? It wouldn't work. Be Wonder Woman. It'd right. be Sandra Bullock. Yes. But she just happens to be wearing some Wonder Woman garb.
That's right.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be the same.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
how about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Well, every time I hear the theme music, I get a little excited.
Oh, that guy cool. deserves so much money.
I mean, just for the theme music
that
alone.
That theme song is awesome.
I really
when they
like...
play a clip of it, though, it reminds me of the X-Men cartoon in the 90s.
Kind yeah.
of. That pops
maybe,
in my head every time.
That's why it makes me excited, because mm-hmm. I really liked the
some
90s.
Dude tapped into our...
That's it. I'm like, what?
Hells yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. Amped so, again.
You know, I feel like I know a lot about a lot of different things. Like, I know kind of like the IMDb version or the sure. Wikipedia page sure. version of everything, but I'm not in-depth into her, like, entire story forever.
Right.
But I've read enough about her to know that I've always liked the idea of her. I feel like, just like any other character in the world of comics, they're either written really well or they're really not.
Right. Well, when you got 75 years of history behind you, there's going to be great stories and there's going to be some ones
just
that miss.
Some
I'm always really...
Humpty Dumpty.
I really like to always remember why she was written. That always fascinates me.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
You mean why she was created?
Why she was created, yeah. And then I like...
Bondage.
Bondage.
Yeah.
Be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Be okay with surrendering.
And the person who created Wonder Woman was also one of the
Wasn't
inventors.
Wasn't he a psychologist?
Yeah, he was one of the inventors.
Lie detector test.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Lasso of Truth.
Learned something new.
Yep.
That was his name, Robert Marston. Is that right?
Molston.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I
could be screwing that up.
I think it's
William.
William.
Then I really like their choice of Man Candy in that movie. So.
Chris Pine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna enjoy watching him.
Nice. All right, so what's the next question?
I was going to say, I wanted to talk about, do you guys feel that there's a controversy about this, or is it just silliness that...
Are you talking about the
Alamo
Drafthouse
Facebook?
Thing?
Is it a Facebook meme that's gotten blown out of proportion?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what a lot of these turn into. Somebody puts it up on Facebook, and then somebody's like, well, I'm offended because that's sexist, and it
well,
cares.
And it's one
I
of
think
those,
people just like to argue with other people on
what
the
are we
internet.
Talking about?
It's like 95%
so the idea
of
the Alamo.
I agree.
Well, we're talking about... So
what controversy?
So the controversy is the Alamo and also the different...
Alamo Drafthouse. There's
one,
a couple movie theater chains that have decided they're going to do women-only screenings.
Yes.
Is this offensive?
And a lot of... And
personally
a lot of people,
find it offensive
and then,
at all.
And then,
so,
and then, of course, there is people.
There's
out
other
there
shit
that are,
in this life that I need to worry about.
Sure,
that.
Sure,
right.
But of course, and then there's also things about how Wonder Woman was made by creators, and they're trying to shove a feminist agenda down everyone's throats, and all this kind
of
stuff.
We've been getting that.
We have been. We have been. We have been.
Ray from Star Wars.
Sure.
They're talking about.
But
know.
Again, this is.
What was the term they used? That she was a Mary Jane or whatever
Ray was exactly but the reason why this is a bigger deal is because and I've talked about this with Erica and with a lot of other people is that Wonder Woman means so much to so many different people and especially women that even women who don't read comics, don't like comics, don't even get into geeky stuff love Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's something special and different about that, so I think that's where some of the hype and some of that intensity comes from.
I feel like it's what she represents. Just like Superman and what he represents. I would personally not have any interest in going to an all-woman viewing of Wonder Woman. So
I would not mind it.
Right, but you have a penis.
Oh, right.
Details.
We think.
Okay, but so you're not jazzed about it.
There's no definitive proof.
Okay, so you're not jazzed about it, about
you know,
going to an all-woman
thing. I
think
I looked at it and I was just like, yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
But I'm also not like a super girly girl, let's all unite and...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
March.
Sure.
I do think that I like what she represents, and I think if having an event that is geared toward women only, and it can be like a, you know, this is our champion. She represents us. If that's actually what she is in the movie, I'm not seeing the movie. I don't know how these all woman crowds would react to that if she falls short of those expectations. But I don't know, if it brings more people into the genre where people are interested in a character and possibly reading and knowing more about her, I say all for it.
Yeah.
Would I go to it? No. Because I'm going to go to a screening on a Thursday night with my best friends from the comic book store.
So. Yep. So.
That's where I'm at.
All right. And you were kind of your thoughts?
I mean, I'm kind of the same as Tara. Like, I don't have a strong opinion about it. I probably wouldn't go, like, hey, there's a woman only showing. I'm going to go just purely for that reason. I will say that we are organizing.
If I was a lesbian, hells yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right?
The,
well, I see what you're thinking now.
But you're doing a what?
Showing with people from work. So, like, a bunch of us at work are going to, like, go and a couple people.
Party?
Totally.
That's awesome.
And a couple people, so my work is very cash and we have like work happy hour and we're totally planning on having a couple beers, going over to Alamo, like getting our crowns out and yeah, like having a good like team bonding experience.
Yeah,
but
sounds good.
But yeah, but like it's not, you know, it's more like girl power than anything. But like I kind of feel the same way. I don't understand the controversy over it, and I think it's 95% manufactured by the internet, because if you go to the Alamo Drafthouse Facebook page, you just pull out your popcorn and just read through the comments. Like, that's, people are just there to entertain. It's the same 10 people arguing back and forth on the same comments.
Vocal minority.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think it's a lot less of a controversy then.
Than what
it
appears
to be.
It can work out really well for the Alamo, though.
Right.
They already sold it out.
Didn't they say thanks for the money?
Yeah. So
they really like the Alamo. That's a fun place to go see movies. So.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, so there was one comment on the page where they said something like, oh, you know, we're going to get in, like, five of the burliest, manliest veterans we can find and come in to the Alamo and, like, watch in the women's only showing.
That's,
and they were like, great, thank
like,
you for your money. Like,
yeah, but that sounds like such a waste of energy.
Right.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But people get crazy about this stuff.
Why don't you go work at a soup kitchen and help a homeless person?
This is not enough time for
a whole other podcast.
No,
right?
this is the psychology I get into with stuff like this. I'm like, why are you putting so much energy into this?
It really is, like, such a small thing to care about. Like, there's actual problems in the world.
There is.
Oh, and I messed up the guy's name. It's William.
It's energy
to William.
It's Charles, right?
It was. Charles is his middle name. Oh. Or no, Moulton is his middle name.
Yeah.
But his pen name was Charles sometimes.
Yeah, Charles Moulton. Yeah, yeah, William Moulton Marston.
Yeah.
Pen name Charles
Moulton.
So I got
to correct that because I don't want people to come down on me.
No, exactly.
And them.
Exactly.
Because I had a slip.
But what if it creates more business because they have to come in and yell at you while
they're
going to
yell at me anyway.
It's going to happen.
People come in and yell at me all the time for all kinds of stuff. I've been yelled at before. I can deal with that.
Okay.
I think that the idea that there is controversy and that the energy is wasted on this is that...
Well, that's my humble opinion, you could be doing something much more beneficial to humanity instead of complaining about something that nobody's going to remember in a year.
I think that whole concept is the exact reason why there's a controversy in the first place. It's almost like this full circle thing, because you don't see that with the Superman movie or Batman movie or name any Marvel superhero.
Oh, no, you would. If there was a male-only showing of a Superman film, there would be, like, hell to pay.
That's something that, like, even as a feminist, I kind of have a problem with, is, like, if you did have a men's only showing, like, there would absolutely be...
It would actually be louder than the woman's.
Yeah. But I agree.
I honestly believe that.
I was more referring to the concept of her being, you know, they're shoving her, you know, power down our face and blah, 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 and she's a Mary Jane and all that stuff, that nonsense of where they can't take a female protagonist as the main character and it being powerful and strong, and then
the best advice I can give to anybody who's upset by it, don't support it. Don't give them your money. Stay home.
Right.
You know what? It doesn't have to affect you this way that you're now pulling your hair out yelling at people.
Right. who'll buy something and then trash it on the internet. And I've seen people take a PlayStation and they're like, screw PlayStation, and on camera they've bought it and now they're smashing it on camera, and I'm thinking, it doesn't matter.
PlayStation doesn't care. You know why?
Right? Because
you paid them for it.
Exactly.
I mean, like I said, this is a whole other podcast. But when a business gets your money and you set it on fire in front of them, they go,
cool.
Thanks.
Okay. Because that's happened here with comics, too.
That was absolutely portrayed in NWA very well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when all that was happening. I don't know if you do, but I remember when all that was happening and people were buying.
A little bit,
yeah. And they were like saying that this record shouldn't be sold, but everybody was buying it. And then they were doing stuff like trashing them and running them over. And there was people rallying and just trashing piles of these. And
Which makes you
y'all can do whatever you want with it. You know why?
Because
you bought them.
Right. They would literally go, I remember that at least for sure with like Eminem. They would go buy Eminem albums, set them on fire, and I'm like, so...
You're still supporting the artist.
Still support the artist. He's still gonna cry himself to sleep in his mansion.
Yeah. Which has happened to us as well. But all right. So for the last little bit here of the show, let's get into one of the big ones that we will not answer on this tonight's podcast because it's pretty philosophical. But does the depiction of women in geek culture, comics, movies, you know, geeky stuff? Does it bother you? Why or why not? Do you think that they're doing a good job with that? They're doing a bad job? Or do you feel that it's 50-50?
It's super loaded. I would say it really depends. Because, I mean, there's... takes all kinds. Sure. Like, there's definitely things where I'm like, really, like... That's...
This is definitely a history question now as well.
Yeah.
Sure. Because each decade is completely different.
It is.
How do you feel about it now?
Now, they're definitely trying to take strides and steps towards making it...
Sure.
Better, but I don't.
Sure, but how?
But you're not a female.
How did the, no, but that's what I'm saying. How did the ladies feel? Because I sit here and I go, Wonder Woman's gonna be, she got her own movie and she's gonna have her own, you know, one of the biggest. I think it's gonna be a huge blockbuster hit of the entire.
I just wanted to say that I saw something on the internet where it had it said life imitating art and it had Wonder Woman holding Superman and Batman on her shoulders and she's walking out of an explosion and says, I got this. I was like, yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She may save the DCEU.
So again, I think that a lot of stuff in comics and movies and stuff are getting towards a really better place, but I'm not a female, so I wanted to hear do they think that they're doing a good job or is it still par for the course?
I mean, I think it totally depends because I think there's like getting to a better place for the sake of saying we were able to, or like, can you write a good, strong character? And like, okay. Her experience as Shaper, and she's female, but that's not like the sum of that character. Like, that character isn't wrapped up in the fact that she's a woman and she's doing everything a guy's doing because girl power. So I think it's like a little bit of both. I think it's getting to a better place, but like, I want to see good characters. That's what I care about at the end of the day.
Good answer. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in this weird little bubble where I may not...
Get her out of the bubble. Can you breathe?
I may not represent the geek fandom accurately because I struggled with it more in the past, like where I would go into comic book stores and I was somehow the weird freak coming in. Oh, God, let's all gawk at the female. Ooh, she's touching comics. Ah. Uh-huh. Wait a minute, this isn't a girl comic. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, but really quickly, what's your favorite comic book character?
Conan.
Yeah. Yeah, Conan's great.
So I was questioned on why I like Conan. I must be buying it for my boyfriend because what was I told? I like girls like...
Fables, wasn't it?
Fables.
Yeah.
Because it involves princesses or some shit.
And princes and, like, and fairy tales and stuff, yeah.
So,
no, I'm gonna watch this motherfucker stab somebody.
I really come from like, I'm still a little jaded about it because I've been questioned about why I'm buying comics for my boyfriend. Do I read comics? Do I watch Star Wars? Mm-hmm. I always feel like in a certain audience, I'm questioned for everything I like. And then it's also this whole, well, if you like comics, do you know what happened to Batman? Blah, 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 blah. No, idiot. I don't download all of the information of the entire geekdom into my head. I like this. I like this. I like this. These little pieces of the whole picture. I like that. That's it.
Ask me anything about that.
Bad
nerd. No, but that makes the idiot who's asking me questions really stupid. And
it just makes them an idiot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes them narrow-minded.
Right. So,
it does.
So what I'm saying is my bubble is I love this store because I walk in and we can talk about anything. It's not whether or not I'm a girl.
And you do mean anything.
I mean, who knows what's going on in the store? And so you tread lightly if you're sensitive sometimes because... But we'll get you there. We'll get you comfortable. You'll feel like part of us, and we'll talk about it.
We had a great discussion about Meta Barons. I felt that, you know, and we discussed a lot, you know.
Right.
We did.
And we actually talked about the feminist take on Meta Barons itself. And, Tara was discussing how it didn't really bother her that bad, you know, as a Conan reader and things like that. And the take, it wasn't... to, like, there was a guy that actually kind of bothered him like the lack of female attention in it, and it didn't bother Tara, and I thought it was a great dynamic.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel here I'm well taken care of. I'm in my little bubble where I've found happiness in my geek culture, where I can let my geek flag fly, and it doesn't matter whether I'm male or female. It matters. The clout of my geekdom, like
yeah.
How invested have I gotten into it?
That's all we ask. Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe I don't know everything about comics or everything about every different character or geekdom there is, but what I do know, let's talk about it, and let's talk about it for hours.
Well, we absolutely care that you're reading stuff you want to read.
Right, and that's what I like.
Not,
about it.
Hey, I'm reading this, it's really terrible, I should stop buying it. Yeah, okay, stop buying it.
It's okay.
Yeah. Find something else you want to read. It doesn't matter what it is, just read it.
Right, yeah, so it's whatever you like it and love it for what it is and because it makes you happy, you know, and so I want to kind of encourage anybody who doesn't feel comfortable with where they buy their comics, whether it's girl or guy or, you know, alien, go to a place that you feel comfortable. If it's here, great. If it's, you know, Time Warp, because that's a great store too, you know, go there. Yep. Wherever you feel comfortable.
Even if you don't find it and you mm-hmm. find solace in having the internet conversation with people that you can bond with over the internet, because you're not finding people in those locations, and that's okay too.
Yeah. And really, maybe that's what it is to be a geek, whether it's a geek girl or a geek boy, is to find the people that you can be geeks with.
Yeah.
Because being a lone geek sucks. Mm-hmm. Being a geek with your geek friends, that's the best.
It's true. I do have to say, until I met all you guys, like, I would not have considered myself a geek. Like, I liked music and I liked movies, and like, I collected Barbies in the background, but I never really felt like comfortable with that side of me until I met Zach, and by proxy,
so
everyone
you walking
at this
around
lovely
with a trench
store.
Coat and just weird Barbies hidden inside?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I collect these Barbies.
It really was like they were stuck in the back of my closet. I didn't have any of them out, like anything.
You didn't feel proud to display them because they were your things?
Yeah, not really.
Until I was like, here's more Barbies.
I know, right? And like, I never had like fun t-shirts. I never had like. And when I cross-stitched, like, patterns, background, I cross-stitched for fun. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah, she cross-stitched.
Her cross-stitch is so good.
We have an example of it in our store.
But now
in
I cross-stitched Game of Thrones,
amazing,
and now I'm cross-stitching The Flash.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that already.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, if you come in-store, there's a Michael Turner.
Is really good.
There's a Michael Turner cross-stitch from
Superman Batman
that she did. It took her...
People think it's a picture.
Yeah, every time.
I've had people come up and be like, can I take a picture of your picture? I'm like, that's cross-stitch.
Yeah.
Then they lose.
What?
And people have also gone like, why'd you take that picture and frame it?
Yeah, right.
Like, we just took a poster and framed it, you know?
That picture took me like a year and a half.
Like a year and a half, yeah.
It's so good.
And right now she's doing the scene in DC Rebirth, if you've read it, where Flash, Barry meets Wally and they hug.
I didn't cry.
That's pretty.
Oh,
it,
no.
It is pretty awesome.
No one
it's
asked.
Awesome.
My bad.
No, but before Erica knew me, she didn't know as much now as she does about comics. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, she'll tell me about going to work somewhere, and somebody will say something. She goes, "No, that's a trade paperback or something." And they're like, "What?"
Yeah. Like, so yeah, I definitely don't have the experience either that Tara has with comic stores, because I wasn't into comics. So I can definitely appreciate where she's coming from too. Like,
yeah.
I definitely can see that.
I don't know
side
it's
of
just,
it.
It's. I mean, I guess you don't really realize until you really kind of think back to, like, what you kind of went through.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe on a larger feminist scale, like...
Well, I definitely think stores over
like
the last
that.
15 years
have made
have
huge
changed.
Improvement.
You're going to do it or you're going to die. That's really what it boils down
we
to.
We spend a lot
and
of money.
And we purposely went out of the way when
we're
opened
good at
a store.
Budgeting.
I want people to be welcome here.
Yep.
I want them to feel like this is a store they can come shop.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What your political affiliation.
Political,
and
sexual... Man, female,
care.
Kid,
alien.
Mutant,
alien.
Freak. I mean, y'all can come in. We'll talk comics. It's fine.
I want an alien to come into
our
store.
That would be amazing.
The first
alien. How do you know that they haven't, though?
Oh.
Yeah, they can be
lizard
hiding.
People.
It could be like X-Files. They could have the black goo in their eyes. You don't know.
I was walking funny the other day, and I couldn't remember why.
Strange.
Wow,
you got
hit
that way.
What?
We're finding out a lot about
remember
you
walked into that
personally.
Table.
Oh, that's right. The table.
What other questions you got?
Some stairs.
Yeah, what other question? This is fun. What other questions
well,
do you
this
have?
This is fun.
This is
Eric
fun.
Is getting it.
Yeah. I am.
Well, I mean, you've kind of hit upon some of the stuff. I guess I'll ask other than...
I did want to mention that when I asked...
Oh, yeah.
When we started recruiting the girls to come to the podcast, every single one of them told me, I don't know, enough about the comics.
Oh, yeah.
And we
yeah.
were like, you don't need to know anything about comics. It's about geek culture and understanding, you know? And it's yeah. interesting because we've had...
Well, people get shy when you put them on the spot to come talk in a situation like
this. We've had other guests, and they don't seem to... They never cared about their knowledge of comics, you know? And they just came on and talked. But it was interesting that it was the first reaction from... each one of you, like
my initial guilt was, I haven't read my comics in a really long time. And it's
yeah.
like, oh, and, oh, good. It feels good to admit that.
And mine is legitimately, I don't read comics. Well,
you have read some comics.
I have, because but, like, I'm not.
I need to find things that.
So you've got enough trades and stuff in your house. When you're sleeping, you just put one of those books on your face and absorb it from, like,
there
osmosis.
You go.
Well, the biggest thing with thing for Erica is she wants completed stories, which I get.
I don't. I don't understand that.
I mean,
just let it
go. She loved Saga.
Oh my God, I cannot. Well, here's the thing. So I made it all the way through Mad Men season 7, like almost to the last episode, and then I lost interest in it. Like, that's how. If it is not done, I lose interest. And
yeah.
we can be second to last episode and I won't finish it. So
yeah. Well,
it's really ridiculous.
She read the first trade of Saga and loved it. And then she said, okay, where's the next? And I was like, that's it.
On its way?
Yep. And she said, oh, well, I'm not going to read this again until it's done. And that's fair. So.
That means you can read it.
So you like
soon.
Game of Thrones,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I'm just going to drop that mic right there.
Well, reading comics is...
Comics are different, though. Yeah. I don't know why. They just are.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like it's the same way, too, with books to a certain extent.
Sure.
Because there's definitely, like, series of books that I've just dropped and have come back to sometimes not.
There's another... Yeah.
I think comic books and books are very similar in that where you either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it either keeps you or you lost mm-hmm. it. And that's really, I think, that's one of the benefits of an individual comic is because I'm like, okay, and I'm like you where I want a little bit of a story before I'm like hung on to it. Like sometimes I have to read 30, comics of Walking Dead before I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll wait for the next 30. But I like to really build them up. But what I won't catch is that maybe 15 comics in, it turns to crap, and I'm like, but I still bought the next 15, and so they got my money for a really crappy comic. You know? And Walking Dead is a terrible example because it's not one of those comics. But
no, but it happens.
Because I can't think of a different one, right?
But I think the point you raised is super interesting, so yeah. I definitely want to hit on that because...
Maybe there's like a weird insecurity that's been pushed into us that I'm not...
I was just
going
to say, I think that has something to do with it.
That's exactly what I was
saying. I think there definitely is, because I think even like... I love music, but I feel like every time I talk music with someone, like, I don't know enough because I haven't had, like, the deep cut B-sides from 1989 that, like, have been, you know, only exclusively in Japan. Like, since I don't have that, I don't know enough. So there's immediately, like, I'm out of my depth when I'm talking about that, and I feel like that, for me, is how I feel sometimes in geek culture. Not necessarily, like, with you guys, but just in general, is that, like, if I don't know enough about it, and enough is everything, like, I'm not worthy to talk about it. So
do
there
feel
is
like
some of
that's
that.
That's the way we've been... I mean, you and I are very similar mm-hmm. age. Is that our generation?
Because people come in and
females?
Do that to us all the time.
Yeah,
it's all
being
time.
Purveyors in the store, people will come in and be like, you don't know enough about this thing? And But they'll kind of like, they want to prove to them or prove to us that they're deep in their geek culture. So they'll bring up the stuff. And I'll flat out look at them and be like, yeah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I don't, I admit it. And I'm like, teach me.
But is
what are you talking about?
Is that uniquely male or do females do that to you too?
Oh, yeah, females do it to me too.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
It's really bad with Magic players because they'll start telling you what decks they're building.
Sure.
I don't play Magic, so I look at them, I'm like, is it going to make you happy? They're like, yeah, I'm going to win with it. I'm like, okay, you go nuts then.
But what Richie brings up is really good is that when a lot of times when you bring up something where you go, oh, hey, you want, you know, whatever, let's all go have a midnight showing of the Transformers movie.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's, I haven't seen the other four. It's okay. It's fine. You know?
Especially with the Transformers.
Yeah, right. You have to, like, have the first sleep volumes 1-4 of 2-hour robot fight to enjoy.
Yep. No, but you're right. No, but you're right. A lot of times. A lot of times.
Speaking of which, you and I got to talk music sometimes.
That's right.
A lot of, you know, that is a very good That should have been the entire Speaking of the Racks, actually. because it's very interesting because, yeah, I've had that throughout my entire life. I go, hey, why don't you read this comic book? They go, I've never read all of Spider-Man. That's okay. I'm just giving you this trade of six issues of Spider-Man.
You know,
it's okay.
You know how I started reading X-Men?
Yeah. Right.
Whatever current damn issue was, I picked it up and I was like, here we go.
I think the smartest thing they ever did was say, this is the beginning of a new story arc. Yeah. Because that's when I felt like I was like, okay, I can.
But again, I'm going to guess that this has to do something.
Sometimes
with,
your uncle's got to walk up behind you, pick you up, and throw you in the deep end of the pool.
That's true.
So yeah.
That's true. But I also think this has to do, again, with the fundamental difference in experiences between men and women. Is because I don't think that men have that same kind of thing where we're around where it's, at least it doesn't bother us or whatever, where I go, oh yeah, I really like that Bane comic book with Batman where he broke that guy's back. Right. And you go, NightQuest from 1995? We go, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? But I kind of guess that, you know, it's different a little bit for, you know, people are like, you don't know that story.
We've had full-blown podcasts here where I know nothing of what Sean is saying.
Sure.
He's
me
just
too.
Spouting
me
on
too.
But I don't think anybody's going to question it. I feel like I'm questioned about
this
everything.
Is where it goes.
Right.
That's
and
what
I,
that,
I,
that is very much the difference.
I do feel like I've had enough, like, late-night drunken conversations in college where some guy or girl,
about
to be
whatever.
Fair, stops talking to you because they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't watch that 1993 obscure cult film starring whoever. Like, I can't talk to you about movies anymore. And so then you're like, all right, fine. So I think once you've been, like, schooled, for lack of a better word, like, you're kind of gun-shy about
for doing that.
Doing that again.
Just got schooled.
Yeah. So, I mean,
well, you shouldn't have to compete with hipster dudes.
You shouldn't have to, but
but it is part of life.
Yeah. I'll just never
But there's people
that
like
beard.
That everywhere.
You won't.
And that does make me a little sad.
Yeah, I just wave the
ring
finger salute as often as possible.
I mean, I can braid my hair into the beard over
it can be
my
fun.
Face,
it can be
I
fun.
Guess.
It can happen.
It can,
I
it
mean,
can.
As you stroke your
what else we got?
Beard.
I mean, we're getting to
this thing you will never have.
They're cutting us off.
No, we're getting to the end here. So, again, we
sad.
Didn't... I know.
You don't have to go home.
Huh?
You don't have to go home, but you
can't
stay here.
That's right. Exactly. So, I guess...
Unless you're buying comics, then you can stay here.
Exactly. So, I guess we can just do quick, last thoughts here.
I think we should... talk about how amped we are for Wonder Woman because I think all of us are going to see it by the next.
No, we're seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys.
You're all seeing it tomorrow. I'm seeing it Friday.
I'm seeing it Friday morning as well.
Yeah, she's
exactly.
With the party
okay,
peeps.
So
party peeps.
I'll say I think it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. I am stoked to hear that it's supposed to be homage to Superman. Some of the stuff in there, which is one of my favorite comic movies of all time. It's supposed
Donner
to
Donner Superman. Yeah.
Donner Superman. Yeah. They said it's supposed to be that same kind of hopeful. Hell yeah kind of feeling you get.
Uh-huh.
Man, I absolutely love that. So I am way super excited.
Erica?
Yeah, I can't wait either. Like, it just looks like a whole bunch of kicking butt and taking names. Yes, I kept it PG.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited to see it with a bunch of friends from work.
Be fun.
So, girl power.
That sounds
fantastic.
Great.
I'll be disappointed if the theme music doesn't consistently
just
play
all the time,
the
whole...
I don't think it's going to play the entire movie.
I would say that these theme songs...
You're disappointed.
That's right.
No.
The theme song does kind of take me back to, like, Mortal Kombat days.
No.
Yeah!
That,
no,
that
see, I heard
like
sometimes they're going to throw in, the Chariots of Fire theme in there.
Nice.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's going to be a slow-mo fight scene with that.
That'll be fun.
No, I don't think that happens
totally
at all.
I'm totally joking.
Yeah. I'm definitely amped. I can't wait to watch it and just fall in love with Gal Gadot. And,
yes.
She's pretty hot.
I think, I can't. Just watching Wonder Woman get her due and seeing a strong female hero run her own movie is so overdue. It's crazy, and I can't wait. I'm down.
Yeah.
Two words. Gal Gadot.
Right.
There.
There you go.
Count it.
Swoosh.
And I know we could have definitely talked about this subject matter for a lot longer.
Oh, yes.
I really would have liked to have a couple more voices in, because I think...
Yes.
Well, we tried, but they
we really did.
Yeah.
They had a bail, so...
Maybe in a future podcast...
In a future podcast, we can touch
oh, we
on
could,
this.
We can touch
it
on
a bit
again,
further
though.
Out, so we can not
plan podcast.
No.
That's going to be tough for us.
Exactly. Yeah, the planning thing we're not great at.
What about giving a girl a little bit of time? I mean...
That's true. I did find out I've had like less than 24 hours of notice. Luckily for you, my demanding schedule could accommodate you guys.
I would say that we could do a retrospective maybe when Wonder Woman comes out on DVD.
On Blu-ray.
We'll get back to that.
I like that idea.
I like that. Huh?
Well, what about the next strong female character movie?
Why don't we just talk about having a podcast that's just...
Because this is going to show Hollywood that women can carry movies. So well, there you go.
I mean, to be fair, we could really just pick any conversation and see what...
Sure. You guys are welcome anytime, really. I'm sorry, nothing women came up in geek culture, so
no women on the earth.
I mean, I'm assuming, maybe I'm out of my you know, depth here, but I'm assuming that you have opinions on other things.
As long as they're not strictly comic related, because like we've discussed, I do not live in that sphere.
You're doomed.
I'm in trouble. I'm out of my depth. I'm not qualified to talk about that.
Let's get Tara's answer, and then let's bounce.
What's my answer?
Are you excited for Wonder Moon?
I think I might have to change my ringtone after the movie, for sure.
I'm down with it. I agree. I'm stoked.
Andy's X-Men theme is coming on her phone.
Well, thank you guys very much for, you know, entertaining us and living at this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having
us. Yeah, hope you guys have fun. And let us know, again, send us in questions. Let us know, you know, always.
What you guys think, comments, anything, the next time you'd like the girls on.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Maybe if you want them to replace us,
that's right.
There you go.
What do you want us to talk about?
We can just do that. We can just go, hey,
we
ladies.
We just let the girls do the show podcast. Up here.
Women visit the podcast.
Yeah, we can go do anything.
Email?
Oh, yeah, y'all can take over. I can go drink some coffee. It's fine. It's fine.
So, all right, guys.
I can come in here and make random comments. It's fine.
All right, guys. I know. We'll see you next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
Superhero from the hood, Iron Man stars got the good, not that good, good like Snoop. I bulletproof the coupe, polished up the suit and gather the troops. Got a brand new ray gun, me and Doom headed down to the range, shooting the matrix. Catch bullets with my hands and teeth, I break faces. Wild cop chases, dawn of all ages. I saved the world, that's the up history pages. My Wu crescent shines in the sky at night. Watch out, my eagle on my wrist, take off into flight. All my might, bright glass teeth that bite. Ain't a bird or a plane, it's a ghost in the mic. Two hammers in a diamond blade sword, thicker than the Ford F-150, so you couldn't lift me.
As if, stance mad stiff, metal face doom, beware he bear gifts. Cab for the shift, overwork, overtime jerk, been worn, go for mine. In the dance hall, play the wall like handball, till his pants fall, crawl to last call. Loose cannon, screw strip, off the rip, this one for the gipper, get chipped.